Time now to talk a little bit of rugby league with Corey Norman, the Parramatta 5'8". Now, the Parramatta Eels were knocked out of the competition, TK. They didn't make it through to this year's final series. Now, we've all been talking about the Bulldogs' Mad Monday. We're going to check in with Corey just to see how Parramatta's Mad Monday celebrations went.
Quiet.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, boys.
How were they?
Yeah, look, mate, it was pretty quiet. The beers don't taste as good when you finish last.
No, there wasn't a lot to celebrate, unfortunately, Corey, was there?
Nah, there wasn't at all. So, it was a couple of days. It was nothing hectic. So, like I said, it's just not the same.
Have you had reviews?
We've had reviews on Tuesday, Wednesday. So,
What came out of it, mate?
Oh, look, I think we just spoke about, how the whole club did a review kind of thing.
Yep.
So that was brought up with, everyone, and they just spoke about what the review was about there and stuff like that. And then on Wednesdays, we did individual reviews. So, it was pretty tough. But,
When do you get back into it, mate? How long have you got off and when do you start back?
We've got 2 months off, so I think we get back November 1st, so... A very early start, but you got no choice when you finish last.
No, that's part of the punishment, isn't it, Corey? I'll probe a bit further. When you sat down for your one-on-one review with Brad Arthur, we give us the feedback both sides, mate. What Brad had to say to you, and maybe what you had to say to Brad.
Yeah, look, he just said come next year, we've just you'll push this aside, and you've really got to. Step up and bring the boys and just lead and just be really professional next year and just come with a positive mindset and just really lead this team. So that's what came out of it, and it was a very disappointing year, and obviously my football wasn't up to standard as well. So we looked at that and just discussed things on and how we're going to fix that.
Yeah. So you go away. 2 months off, then you get back into it on November 1. If I can take you, to November 1, when you jump back into it, you mentioned, you've got a lead. Who else needs to lead? Because I'm assuming it's going to take a collective effort to turn it around, not just one person.
Exactly. I think it's got to be, the senior boys, obviously. If Haynesy's still there, no doubt he's going to have to, really step up. And I think it's just got to be the senior boys that, been around the game a while, just to really, take our, next season to a different level, especially pre-season.
Mate, I'm going to ask you about your relationship with Mitchell Moses. How is it? Is it just professional? Like, are you best of mates, or you at loggerheads? Where are you at?
Yeah, no. Look, me and Mitch, we've got no issue. Off the field, there's not even an issue on the field. It just sometimes things doesn't work out. I mean? We're both dominant half playmakers, and we both want the ball at the same time, and. Sometimes that doesn't work, but we've got to figure something out real quick, and how that's going to work.
How does it work? I mean, can there only be one big dog?
There's got to be one dominant half, and when we both want the ball, it's just confusing, everyone really. So we're going to have to, come November 1, we're going to have to, sit down and really have a chat and what we're going to do.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens at times when you've got a half and a 5'8", that genuinely want their hands on the ball.
I've
said it on the program before, Ricky Stewart and I, and we are good mates, very good mates. Yeah. But during the year, on the field at times, you'd be blowing up because he was getting more ball and you wanted the ball. And poor old Stevie Waller's the hooker. He didn't know which way to go sometimes, but you'd all sort it out, and it was all good,
But you got to sort it out.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think we need to take a lot out of this year, and we need to come back November 1 going, this ain't going to happen again. So, we need to get away the next 2 months, completely forget about football, freshen up mentally. I think that's the biggest thing we need to do as a playing group, is get away and really freshen up mentally, because, you know, by the end of the year, it's very draining, and you don't realise it until it's over how, you know, draining it is mentally.
Exactly right. Now, Corey, I'm going to get you to put your coach's hat on and your expert opinion here. If you're playing Melbourne, how do you beat them?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, you've got to take it to them, you know what I mean? You've really got to be aggressive and really give it to them. And when your opportunities come up, you just can't miss them. You just can't miss your opportunities when they come up. You know, Melbourne, you know, they're a real grinding team. They've got, you know, plenty of flair as well, but they just don't miss their opportunities when they come up, you know. So I think you've got to be really aggressive and give it to them. And then, just take your opportunities when they come.
Yep. South, if you're playing against South, what are you looking to try and do?
Just minimise their forwards. You got to the Burgess boys and then Cook. When they're in a mood and they're going forward, you know, they're just so devastating. And then you've got their outside backs and you know, even Cody Walker just coming after them. So they really eliminate their forwards and Cook.
And who do you like in that game?
Yeah, I like Rabbits. I think Rabbits are going to go all the way, to be honest.
Well, there you go. I think South can beat Melbourne tomorrow night as well. Penrith, what are their strengths?
Yeah, look, I think they're just a young side, enthusiasm. They've got plenty of football in them, and I think their outside backs are, you know, outstanding. So that's what I like about them.
Warriors, how do you go about nullifying them? Yeah, or where are their weaknesses?
I haven't seen too much of the Warriors, to be honest, this year. But, you know, they're a dangerous side. When they're on and you know, the likes of Shaun Johnson and that, when they're on, they're very hard to stop. So,
who do you like in that game?
I'll probably go Panthers in that game.
Penrith at home. Now, this is a tough game. The Roosters up against the Sharks. The Roosters minor premiers. They're $1.55. When you come up against the Roosters, what are you looking to stop in their team?
They're back three. You know, Tedesco, Fergo, and Tupou. You know, they're so hard. They get their set started, and you know, that's so important these days when, you know, your back three are just, you know, getting your set starts off to a, you know, good start, and Fergo and Tupou and Tedesco, they're unbelievable at that. I think they're running like 700, 800 metres a game, you know what I mean, between each other. So, I think you've got to stop their back three.
And the Sharkies?
Yeah, Sharkies. Look, they're a gritty team, and they've got plenty of flair too, but they're just a team that won't go away. They, you know, they're just always, you know, grinding and that. But I like the Sharkies.
Well, you like the Sharks.
Well,
they're outsiders. They're $2.55 outsiders in that game. And on Sunday, the Broncos and the Dragons, mate. Who do you like here?
Yeah, look, I think the Broncos, you know, after that last win, the boys will be on a high. And I think, you know, the Dragons are just down in, you know, on confidence at the moment. And I think up there, it'll just be a little bit too hard for the Dragons to get home.
Mate, we've enjoyed our chats right throughout the season. I know it hasn't been the season that you've wanted or the Parramatta Eels have wanted, but we have enjoyed the time. And enjoy your break and then come back bigger and better on November 1.
Will do. Thanks, boys.